This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Welcome to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio. I'm Jordan Rich. Always a pleasure to sit down with Mark Rolette, the founder of South Shore Retirement Services, offering real-world retirement solutions located in Hingham. And it's a brand new year, and there's a brand new cast of characters we're going to introduce to you. But first of all, Mark, nice to see you.
You too, sir. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. I like saying that all the way through January.
I know. It gets to a point where you're like, all right, that's enough. I can't say it anymore.
But right now, it's still okay.
Yeah.
We're here. We'll tell you about the upcoming seminars that are complimentary and that will answer so many of your questions. We'll tell you how to contact Mark and his team. But we thought today we would introduce the folks that we mentioned in last week's program a bit. Why don't we start with that?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, you can't do everything for everybody. So I try to surround myself with a team of people who are specialists in each of their chosen fields. And we've had many of them on the radio show before. Bill Caldwell, who's our in-house attorney, does the low-cost legal work for clients that come to workshops or call in from the radio station. Stu Millard is the Medicare specialist who sits down with clients as they're, you know, turning 65 or they're leaving full-time employment and have to transition away from a group health insurance plan, and kind of takes the guesswork out of what they should be doing. Obviously, myself, who help people protect their money, make sure that they have enough income for the rest of their lives, and social security strategies and pension strategies. Brian Galligan and myself have been working together for a while. He's the registered investment advisor, so we have a relationship with him that he can sit down and kind of go through the nitty-gritty of the stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And then I wanted to introduce, and we talked about the CPAs that I've personally worked with for many, many years. They've been fantastic for me and my family and my business. Dave and Mike Pinkham, I wanted to bring them on and just introduce them. And we have a strategic alliance with their offices to be able to offer their services to our clients and, just help people transition from, hey, I've been doing this my whole life by myself, but I don't want to do it anymore.
Mm. Well, from the far off hamlet of Marshfield, which is close enough for me. It's mm-hmm. South Shore Retirement Services, Marshfield, Hingham, very close. We want to welcome both David and Michael, the Pinkhams, to our program today. And we'll start with David, the slightly older of the two.
Not that much older.
Just a bit.
The father and son team. This is great. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be here. And
judging by your accent, you grew up here.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, in Braintree.
All right.
Braintree, Mass.
Braintree. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. That's actually not far from where we record the program.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the firm, and then I want to talk with your son as well.
So we've been self-employed. I've been self-employed since 1987, and we practice with small business and personal tax returns in the South Shore, mostly the South Shore.
Mm-hmm.
But we have clients basically, you know, all over the country, few in Florida, et cetera.
There's a lot that you're going to be able to offer clients of Mark's, because as we've talked about this, Mark, there's so much that is involving taxes going forward when you're into the retirement game, isn't there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I get so many questions about taxes, and obviously I don't give tax advice. I'm not an accountant. So I would defer to these guys. But, you know, you have people who are from as simple as, you know, leaving a job and rolling their 401k over to an IRA. Mm. They got questions. They get a 1099. They're asking, well, Jesus, is this taxable? What do I need to do? People selling homes, selling secondary residences that might not be their primary residence, moving out of state, moving, like Dave said, they have clients in Florida. We've got a lot of clients that move to Florida.
Oh, quite a few. Yeah.
So what is the impact there for those individuals? And then just, you know, basic changes from year to year. You know, it's everything was taken care of for them for the most part when they're a W-2 employee. Now they're out on their own. They have this, you know, pile of money that basically their own business that they have to use to supplement their retirement income. So from a tax standpoint, they kind of have to do things a little bit more by themselves. So having this, these guys is invaluable.
Invaluable.
For us.
Let me say hello to Michael, who is David's son. And we were just talking before coming on the air about your background and the fact that you're a Suffolk grad, I understand.
Yep. I Suffolk Master's in Accounting, and I graduated from Stonehill with my bachelor's.
Oh, Stonehill. Terrific college. I have a lot of friends who've graduated from there. Yeah. And you decided to move into the family business. Why?
Good question. it's fun, you know. It's good work. I love the clients. I love the people that I work with, and it's always something different. So
yeah. It is a obviously client rich kind of field because you're dealing with individuals and couples, and everyone's story, as we've talked with Mark, is unique. No one's tax plan and no story is the same, is it?
Right. You always run into different situations and different types of people. So. I enjoy that.
One of the things that I liked, and I've worked with these guys for a number of years, is that, you know, you come in for, you know, meetings and there's continuous communication with these guys throughout the year, but you're just kind of catching up, right? I mean, it's not like all right, we have to get this covered and this covered and this covered. It's sitting down, you know, I produce whatever documents that I have to have them take a look at. They're opening them for me. And I'm just trying to catch up and making sure that, you know, everything's still going the way that you want it to be going on an annual basis.
We're talking, of course, on the program with Mark Rolette, the founder of South Shore Retirement Services. New spokes in the wheel that can help you out are the Certified Public Accountants from David M. Pinkham, CPA, LLC. And David is here along with his son, Michael. And David, he just mentioned communication. You're a big proponent of staying in touch and getting back to people quickly. That has been an important facet of your work, hasn't it?
Yes, truly. Getting in touch with the clients and making sure you know what their personal situation is, whether they're retiring, buying a second property, buying a rental property, whether they should buy a rental property, you know, whether they're in risky investments.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get a picture of where they're at and where they should be going.
You were saying that in some cases people get an IRS notice and they panic. Who doesn't when they get an IRS notice? You're responding quickly to those especially.
Well, yeah. If you have an IRS notice, you should be looking at that immediately, dealing with it immediately and putting it to rest, you know, one way or another. So, you know, we have a hotline to the IRS and we get through to them in deal with the notice.
So, Mark, how's it working so far? I mean, just give us an example. What kind of issues are coming to the fore that these gentlemen can help?
Well, a lot of the things, missed opportunities, you know. I mean, I can think of a client that I saw a few weeks ago that had been funding themselves an IRA account but hadn't been taking a tax deduction, didn't even realize that was something that you were meant to do. They just thought it was automatically done.
Mm.
So you've got to go back and have, you know, whomever you're using for an accountant, but I was using these guys to go back and, you know, amend returns and go back and make sure that everything is taken care of. But a lot of changes happened over the course of the last couple of years with regards to, you know, people's standardized deductions and people just have questions. I mean, that's the thing you don't want to make a mistake on in your finances is the taxes. The thing you don't want to make a mistake on in your house is plumbing or electricity. And unfortunately, if you do it wrong, you find out when it's too late. So it's better to have professionals look
at
things.
Well, most of us were just making silly resolutions at the beginning of the year. I'm sure Michael and David addressed this to you, Michael. You were paying very close attention to what we talked about on the show last week, changes to the tax code that affect IRAs and so forth, right?
Of course. Yeah, we have to keep up on all the issues coming to the forefront. As being CPAs, we have to do 80 hours of continuing education every 2 years. So they really make sure that we're on top of the code and all of the changes as they come.
Oh, that's it. I did not know that. That's really interesting. So it's more than just a busy January through April where you're working overtime. It's all year long. You got to pay attention.
All year long, we're working.
Yeah, yep. Mark, we were talking about these changes last week.
Yep.
Which for people retiring or about to, they can be significant.
Yeah, the SECURE Act was, I mean, there's been a number of tax changes, but the SECURE Act is one of the bigger ones that kind of impacts the people that we meet with. And, you know, four main things, there's a lot of areas inside of that act, but four main components that kind of impact our clients, the required minimum distribution,
right.
That's that 70 and a half rule, has now changed to 72. Inherited IRAs, or what we might call stretch IRAs, are essentially being eliminated. it used to be a case that you could leave your IRA to a non-spouse beneficiary and they could stretch the tax implications out over their lifetime. So you could have the money for an awful long period of time. Now they've limited that to 10 years. So that's going to have obviously a huge impact on transferring money from one generation to the next. Allowing annuities inside of 401ks, I think it's a really progressive move that they've made to allow people to invest within their employer plan in something that will provide them with a guaranteed stream of income for the rest of their lives. Personal opinion is the kind of the writing's on the wall that the responsibility to set up your retirement is on yourself, and they're moving more towards that, and obviously allowing you to set up your own income stream through some sort of investment vehicle is kind of just backing that up. They also eliminated the age limitation for funding an IRA account if you're still working. An individual retirement account, now you can fund it. You used to have to stop funding it at 70 and a half. Mm. Now, if you're still employed and you still have income, you can continue to fund it. That obviously doesn't impact 401k plans. So those are kind of the big changes. We've actually produced a download that you can get off of our website, or you can call the office and one of the girls will send it to you, that just kind of goes into a little bit more detail as to how each of those may or may not impact your retirement or your wealth transfer plans.
And since you mentioned it, it's retiresouthshore.com, retiresouthshore.com, all one word, or calling 781-277-4308, 277-4308. And David and Michael, I imagine your phone and email was buzzing after the first of the year with people asking similar questions, right?
Yeah, after the first of the year and basically all year.
It doesn't stop, right, even though it's the...
I thought it was a good idea to get them in January, because you're definitely not getting them out of their office in February, March, or April.
Well, that was a question I had. I was going to ask it later. Do you get sick of each other? You're father and son, but I mean, you're going to see an awful lot of each other during this period.
Well, fortunately, we are on two floors and we're separated.
That's the success ratio, right, Michael?
Yeah, a little space. That's all you need.
Okay. Well, before we take a break and come back and talk further with our guests, including... the Pinkhams, who are certified public accountants now working as a part of the team at Retire South Shore Radio. Let's mention the upcoming seminars. So we're talking February 4th and 5th at the Mirbeau at the Pine Hills. That's the Mirbeau Spa and Resort. These are the 6:30 ones, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We're going to talk. A lot of the focus is on Social Security strategies, different rules around who can take it, when you can take it. But it kind of, the general theme is how it ties into your overall retirement strategy. I mean, for the majority of people that we see at these workshops, Social Security, obviously for all of them, it's a portion of their retirement income, mm-hmm. but it's not the only part of their retirement income. They need to know how to supplement that and what's the most efficient way to do that.
All right. Then the following week, if you can make those, the 11th of February and the 13th, the 11th at the Faringway Complex in Weymouth, and the 13th at the Abington Ale House. Now, again, all of them are at 6:30. Yep. You may have noticed that February 4th is then followed by February 5th, yeah. not only on the calendar, but in this case, usually you do Tuesdays and Thursdays, but you're going to be busy with the girls.
Well, yeah, I have a life outside of the office, as you might.
No.
Yeah, and our youngest has a gymnastics meet in Nashville. And so my wife, Lauren, had told me that, yes, we are flying out on Thursday afternoon.
Yes, she didn't ask
for a meet
you,
on Friday.
We are flying out.
Yes, so we had to switch the seminar to a
All
Wednesday
right.
night.
Well, the important thing to remember is if you want to attend any of these, just call ahead so that we can reserve space for you. They're all complimentary. 781-277-4308, retiresouthshore.com. And we'll be back with much more following these words.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit retiresouthshore.com.
When it comes to your retirement, you want to make sure you're with a firm that has your best interests at heart every step of the way. A firm such as South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, where the prime objective is ensuring you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. For over 20 years, founder and president Mark Rolette has built a solid reputation based on that principle.
We feel so strongly that the most important thing to clients that we've worked with has always been, I just don't want to run out of money.
South Shore Retirement Services, with a team of professionals helping you transition into retirement.
I realized very early on that I can't be everything to everybody, so I surrounded myself with professionals in each of their fields, helping people with each piece of their retirement plan.
And a most important piece of anyone's retirement strategy, working with a team you can trust.
Trust is paramount. We feel that trust is the most important element that we have.
To set up a complimentary meeting or reserve space at an upcoming seminar, call 781-277-4308 or visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
Get the custom and holistic plan you need to live your successful retirement. Now, back to Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
And welcome back. Jordan here along with Mark Rolette, as is the case every week. Mark, of course, is the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services, offering real-world retirement solutions in Hingham. With us in studio, David Pinkham and Michael Pinkham, CPAs, certified public accountants, working out of Marshfield, but now working in conjunction with Mark in offering help and assistance to people when it comes to taxes, because it all comes together in terms of the total package when you talk to retirement.
Yeah, I mean, I realize that people have their own people. People have their own advisors, have their own accountants, have their own attorneys, and that's fine. We just want to be able to offer the resource that, hey, if you know somebody, they're constantly asked. I got asked a question last week from a client saying, hey, you know, I just retired. My husband's still working. I'm going to pull Social Security. I also am going to take some money from my 403b plans. How much should I withhold from my Social Security from a tax standpoint? I said, well, I don't know, but I know someone who can probably tell you, and just lay out this is what your income's going to be, and this is roughly what you should be withholding in taxes. Just as simple as that, to as complicated as we're going to sell a property and what's the impact from a capital gain standpoint.
Well, Michael, what are you looking for someone you're just meeting, their last year's return, so you can get a sense as to who they are and what they're all about?
Yeah, that's right. We need a copy of their prior year's return. We always review it. We put it into our system and we recreate the return. Mm-hmm. So if there's a mistake, hopefully we'll catch it, you know. So that's what we're looking for. We want to make sure everything's set up correctly and that going forward, we know what to expect from the client.
Well, David, we've talked often on this show with Mark over the years about the fear that people have that they don't know where their stuff is. They don't know how to access it. Certainly manipulating the various government websites. You take a lot of that fear out of the picture then when you come and step in.
Oh, sure. We, you know, we're preparing their returns. We know what we're looking for. We know what we need, what we don't need. It's a process that we go through hundreds of times per year. Like Mike said, we set up every client to make sure that their return was properly filed the previous year. We picked up two new clients this year. And both their returns just recently in December, both their returns were wrong. For various reasons, and one of those returns was probably wrong for the last 5 or 6 years.
Oh, that can be a real issue.
Well,
it's not addressed.
It's a couple thousand per year. Mm. So we fixed the immediate year and had the prior accountants fix the other 2 years, and he's going to lose out on those three prior years. Mm. So, anyways, you don't know what you're going to see when you have a return prepared by another preparer. There's all kinds of things that surprise you.
Well, we talk a lot, Mark and I, about trust. I mean, because you're dealing with your future, your children's and grandchildren's future. How critical is trust when folks are dealing with a certified public accounting firm?
Well, I'd say it's paramount. And you know, you earn trust, right? We created that trust by responding to their questions and preparing their tax returns timely and following all those procedures.
The thing I like about working with these guys is that, you know, I've talked about it from our experience. People come in and they're talking about retirement planning like it's something that's going on in their life that it's never happened to anyone before. But a lot of the time we've seen situations like that before, and we can guide them and educate them as to, all right, this is the process. And it's the same with Dave and Mike. You know, they've seen pretty much everything before. So when you're sitting down with some in your head unique problem, they have almost an immediate solution for whatever the issue might be.
Yeah, and Michael, that conduit between a professional CPA and the IRS is so critical, isn't it? Because most of us, when we think about the IRS, think about this amorphous thing that we can't really talk to anybody and all that. How critical is that for you to be in touch with people there?
Oh, it makes it much easier. We have our own hotline as CPAs. So we're not calling the same phone number that the general public calls.
Oh, that's interesting.
You're still dealing with
IRS. I'd like the number, but you'd have to kill me, right?
you're still dealing with IRS agents, so you don't know what you're going to get. But in general, they are very, very helpful, and we're able to resolve any situations that our clients encounter.
So it seems to me, Mark, that this just is one more element that you've been searching for, maybe not even knowing that you needed it, but now it makes perfect sense.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just every year I have the conversation with these guys. Is there any missed opportunities? Is there anything that we should be looking at from a personal standpoint? Mm. So I want to be able to extend that to people that I work with. And I guess I would encourage people around this time of year to, you know, especially people who are retiring, who are getting lots of different documents and things are a little different to the norm, to reach out. And if they want to meet with these guys, you know, we can arrange that. And you know, again, you just don't want to leave something on the table, money on the table that could have been captured if you'd had the right people helping you.
It's hindsight is 20/20 in any of this, but it's we've talked about this, guys. The retirement of today is so different than the retirement of yesteryear, because you're talking about, in some cases, working your work life. You're going to have a longer life in retirement. That's amazing. So that must open up whole new vistas in terms of work for you. You must be dealing with people who are well beyond retirement age, who are going strong and have needs.
Yeah, a typical client today coming in, a personal return client, may be elderly people who prepare the returns themselves for years. And now knowing that they're getting elderly and may need some help, particularly if one gets ill, particularly the one that gets ill was the preparer. So we're continuously bringing on elderly clients and getting their matters straightened out.
That sounds so familiar. My dad is not a CPA, but a former accounting head for a company, and he did everything by hand, by pencil, for decades and decades. And he's fine, but he's also 90 years old, and he said, enough is enough. I need somebody with computer skills who can really make this thing happen. I imagine that's the case with a lot of people.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's nice to have a different perspective and somebody looking at your overall picture from the standpoint of, all right, we have a 401k, I have a brokerage account, I have a pension plan. What's the smartest money for me to spend right now? I have clients that have large amounts of money in the bank, and their idea is, oh, let's just live off of the savings account money for right now. We won't touch our IRA, but maybe it makes sense that they take a small distribution from the IRA on an annual basis because they're flying under the radar for a certain tax rate. So having a professional take a look at that and verify that. I have clients that do it with their own CPAs on an annual basis. Where should I take money from this year? Even if you don't need it, maybe you're able to take it at a very low tax rate.
Well, one thing that's for sure, a lot of people have this mindset, and I'm not calling them out for this because it's just normal to think this way. Well, I'm no longer collecting a paycheck, right? And money's not coming out of my paycheck because I'm not getting one. So what do I have to worry about the tax code for? I mean, I've paid my taxes. Not the case, right, Michael? You're nodding.
No, not. I mean, it depends, right? But of course, if you have a 401k and you're taking money out of 401k, then you're still going to be paying taxes.
Right.
Your Social Security can become taxable. If you have a side job in retirement, you can also wind up having some of your Social Security become taxable. So it gets more complicated, not less complicated.
Yeah, yep. And we've talked a lot, Mark, about property and selling, and then you deal with estate tax. There's all kinds of things that pop up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, I've had so many different people coming into the office and people who said to me, well, Social Security is not taxable, right? Well, it potentially could be taxable depending on how much you're making.
Right.
Well, if I wait till 59 and a half to take money out of my 401k, then I don't have to pay taxes on it. Well, that's not true either. So people have a lot of misinformation, or they're crossing over with different things that they've heard at the water cooler or from a buddy. And I wouldn't probably take tax advice from a buddy unless your buddy is Dave or Mike Pinkham,
CPA. You guys have a water cooler, I trust, somewhere in the office. No, I couldn't agree more. And this is not to cast a shadow on these do-it-yourself operations, because a lot of people do them. A lot of people have simple returns. But if your return is at all complex because you've been alive long enough, you know what I mean, Dave? I mean, it's not just here's what I made, here's what I owe. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
Well, we see a lot of people on Social Security that may not have to file a return for most years, but then all of a sudden they sell a bunch of stocks, and those stocks don't get reported. They don't do a return, and you get an IRS notice, and they sold $40,000 worth of stocks, and there's no basis associated with it, and you're looking at a notice for $7,000 or $8,000. So, yeah, I mean, you have to constantly look at what might be happening or not happening.
Yeah. Mark, and I have focused a lot on planning ahead and coming up with A, B, or C scenarios.
Yeah.
I would imagine that having the resources here of David and Michael and the Pinkham organization will enable you to direct clients to do just that, to ask the question before they get into a hole.
That's the most beautiful part about what we do is to kind of simulate scenarios before you actually have to pull the trigger on doing them. If we go in this route, if you pull money from this account, this is what the tax impact is going to be. It's just one element of it. And, you know, I was always reaching out to Mike anyway. So I thought it just kind of makes logical sense to be able to offer that out to clients as well.
And I mentioned at the beginning, you guys are physically located in Marshfield, which, of course, is perfect because it's right near the area. But you have clients all over the country, obviously.
We do.
And you do a lot of work via online and so forth and so on.
Yep.
Right. So if people are thinking, well, I moved to Vermont, but I want to work with Mark, is this going to work out? There's a way to communicate.
Definitely. We have a client who has moved to Pennsylvania, and they're very happy that we can continue to do their return.
Yeah.
They said this will be our last year, and because we're moving to Pennsylvania. I said, well, that's not really an issue.
Wow. Well, that's great. And Michael, it's so nice to meet you. And I was joking about you working with Dad and getting sick of each other, but I can tell you have a very good working relationship. You're both sharing one microphone, which is very, very sweet indeed. You have a family of your own, Mike?
I have a wife, no children yet.
All right. Well, get to work because he wants to be a grandpa.
Yeah. I've heard that.
We all do. And I am one. And it's great. It's nothing better.
You get more tax deductions for that, too.
Right? That's right. They're tax deductions, cute little tax deductions. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll be talking about you and what you're all about and when we talk about the team at South Shore Retirement Services. But thank you for stopping by and sharing a bit with us today, because it's good to know the people behind the names.
Of course. Really, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's our pleasure being here.
Thank you. David and Michael Pinkham. And what's your website, by the way, if people want to check out?
I'm putting one together, so it's not there yet.
No. Oh, for this?
We're building one.
Okay. Let's scratch that. Okay. Yeah. Let me do the seminar thing at standby.
Okay.
So before we wrap up, let me remind people, Mark, about your upcoming seminars in February 4th and 5th. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday at the Mirbeau Spa and Resort at the Pine Hills in Plymouth. And then the 11th is at the Faring Way in Weymouth and the 13th at Abington Ale House. So these are all coming up, and people can find out more at RetireSouthShore.com. Thanks for bringing these guys aboard.
No, I appreciate them coming in. And like I said at the beginning, I know things are about to get real busy for you guys. So I wanted you to come in January. Maybe we'll have them come back, you know, coming close to the summer, and just to talk about things that people should probably be doing in the summer to prepare for.
So where are you going April 16th? You're probably still in the office mopping up, right? But you must have a resort.
We typically go to sell somewhere where it's hot.
Yeah, you have to because you work incessantly, right, up until that point? Your wife doesn't even know who you are until April 16th.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Actually, better that way. Yeah. You have a longer marriage. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Mark, as always, we'll see you next time on Retire South Shore Radio. Have a great week. This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.